This is Ed Mazur, chairman of the City Club of Chicago. Our speaker today was the chief executive officer of the McCormick Place Exposition Authority, Laurie Healy. Laurie Healy heads up McCormick Place, which happens to be the nation's largest convention center, over 12 million square feet of space. She's also in charge of Navy Pier, the top visited tourist attraction in the state of Illinois. The MPEA generates almost $2 billion into the Chicago and Illinois economy. It's responsible for 15,000 jobs. It also includes the 1,258 Hyatt Regency McCormick Place Hotel, the Wintrust Arena, which just opened up recently, and the new 1,205-room Marriott Marquis Hotel. McCormick Place and the MPEA have become self-sufficient in terms of operations. No tax dollars are used in the operation. Laurie Healy and her staff will be focusing on the development of the Motor Row area as an entertainment venue, and we will see what happens with the former Michael Reese property. MPEA, it's much more than McCormick Place.
Hi, everybody. Everybody have a good Thanksgiving? And I have to say, the turkey here is remarkable. It's excellent. So I wanted to just start off by thanking Jay and the board members of the City Club, who many of whom are here today, for the opportunity to come back again and to give you an update about where we are on our campus. I'm truly honored to have so many people here today, friends and colleagues, all the same to me. But I do want to say a special thank you to a few people who have been really instrumental in making lots of things happen on our campus. My friend, David Reifman, the Commissioner of Planning and Development, who's always there to help out, provide guidance, have a drink when you need one. Thanks, David. Andy Zopp, who's most recently Deputy Mayor, but also now the head of World Business Chicago. Thank you, Andy, for everything you do for the city. President Preckwinkle, longtime friend. Thank you so much. And I have a few friends here today. Team 2016 is sitting in the back at a table. Mary O'Toole's here, Joe Ahern, Cara Bachman, and President Prankwinkle, I count you in that club. So thank you guys for coming out today. I really appreciate it. And Ed stole my thunder. I was going to say it was Donovan's birthday. So you should never tell me in a text. So as many of you know, MPA has been undergoing an incredible transformation over the last 2 years. 18 months ago, I had the chance to come and talk about the efforts that were underway on our campus, both physical and from a branding perspective. And I'm very happy to tell you that I think we've successfully accomplished both of those things. I know you see on our screen today our new logo that we rolled out last time. We've got a new website, and we're very happy now that the media, as well as our customers, are really starting to pick up the whole notion of the McCormick Square brand concept. Today, I'm going to focus on a number of these changes, both physical and operational, and how that continue to enhance our competitiveness in the meetings and convention industry, as well as serve as a catalyst for continued growth in the neighborhood, the city, and the state. If you haven't been down around McCormick Place recently, please do so. It's transformed, and it continues to transform. I would like to thank a number of people who are here today who really make all of this happen. First, the MPEA Board of Directors, as Jay introduced, David Kahnweiler, our vice chairman. He's here today and at the head table. Thank you. Our other board members are Roger Kiley, Terry McGann, Ron Powell, and Juan Ochoa, who I believe are all here today. Thank you so much. Our board chair, Brett Hart from United Airlines, as well as Jorge Ramirez and Dan Hines, who are also on the board, could not be with us today, but they're all incredibly supportive of everything we do. I do want to take a moment to say a special thank you to a very special person, our former chairman and my good friend, Jack Greenberg. Jack is our guest here today. He was a board chair when I came on, and his leadership was really instrumental in making sure that everything on our campus happened the way that it did. John Gates is also here, too. I had the opportunity. He's also a former board chair. He he came and took a tour of the campus the other day, and it's nice. And his comment was, it's really nice to see that all the things that people dreamed about for so many years have finally come true. Now, as many of you know, MPEA, again, the reeducation process, is a municipal corporation of the state of Illinois with responsibilities to both the city and the state. I'd like to acknowledge in particular Mayor Emanuel, his support on everything that's done in our campus, in the neighborhood, and throughout the city. Without his attention to everything, we could not be as successful as we are. I'd also like to thank Governor Rauner, who attends many of our trade shows on the campus, and special thanks to the leadership of the Illinois Legislature, Speaker Madigan, President Cullerton, House Leader Durkin, and former and current Senate leaders Chris Redonio in particular, for the leadership that they have shown throughout the years, from the time the reform legislation passed in 2010 to today. We enjoy incredible bipartisan support, and we really appreciate everything they've done for us. Finally, our Alderman of the 4th Ward, Sophia King. Sophia, are you here? She was supposed to, and Alderman Pat Dowell of the 3rd Ward. Without them, we could not successfully do everything we need to do. And Alderman Dowell in particular, because the construction has happened in her ward, has been really great for us to deal with. I know my friends at DePaul would say the same thing. So we'd like a special shout out to her. And then finally, we've got a number of partners in the room. Jay introduced Tim Obert, who's the GM for our Hyatt Regency on our campus. We've got Cindy Ruckman from the Marriott Marquis. We've got representatives from SMG and Saver, who run McCormick Place for us. Choose Chicago, it's our marketing arm, as well as the Chicago Sports Commission car. Thank you for everything you do for us. And then finally, we've got two tables of MPEA staff here today. We're a very small organization, 2/3 women, I might add. efficient, effective. So would you guys just raise your hands, because I'd like to thank you for everything that you've done to make everything possible. So MPEA's first and most important asset is McCormick Place. It's always been in a state of evolution. Does anybody remember the original building from 1960? There's a lot of hands in this room. 1960, the doors first opened to welcome visitors to the modern living home and flower show. It's evolved since that time. But the transformation has really been driven by the needs of the industry and by our customers. From the original Lakeside Center to the new Wintrust Arena, the obvious transformation has been in the buildings on our campus. But while the campus has expanded, we've made a number of significant operational changes as well, and one I want to highlight. So back when I used to work for Mayor Daley, he used to ride his bike along the lakefront, and he would stop, and he would go in McCormick Place. Open doors everywhere. He would always go, like, why are all the doors open? Right, Pat? Right? Why? Why are they open? So I'm in today's day, we can't have that be the case. So we've made a number of security enhancements on our campus. And this last year, we even added a new position, our chief security officer, to help oversee security enhancements, both operational and physical. Steve Georges is with us today as a deputy chief superintendent at CPD. He's now permanently assigned to MPEA to help us keep our customers feeling safe and being safe. So we're very appreciative of that. We've also added the bike unit. The CPD bike unit is now a tenant in the lower floor of the East Building. Hi, Mike Cabanargi. I didn't see you sneak in. and we're very happy about that because it increases the uniformed police presence on the campus. And we've also recently entered into an intergovernmental agreement with the Chicago Police Department so that individual shows, if they want to, can engage off-duty uniformed police officers for their events in order to enhance that feeling of security as needed. Now, the convention and meetings industry continues to evolve, and the opportunity for growth really extends beyond the traditional trade show and convention customers that have long called Chicago home. Radiology, for example, is in the house right now. They've only ever been to Chicago. David Whitaker, how many years? 79? 49. So 75,000 people who come into town every year at this time, and they're always here. But smaller meetings and conventions that may have traditionally gone to secondary or tertiary markets, they have a lot different needs. They may be looking for a place where they can have a large plenary session with 5,000 people and hold a closing night concert. They may be looking to have all of their attendees on one site, which means more hotel rooms on the campus. And most challenging, meeting planners know that the attendees are looking for an experience close to but beyond the walls of the campus itself. And of course, we have to do all this and deliver high-quality, flexible services at a competitive price. Now, the campus transformation has been driven by another set of customers, not just our meetings customers, but by the needs of our investors, which is you, the taxpayers, to generate tax revenue for the city, for the state, to create jobs, and to bolster investment in the economy. And I'm proud to say that I think we've delivered on that promise, and we'll talk about that in just a couple of minutes. MPEA and all of our assets, which we collectively now refer to as McCormick Square, is much more than just a convention center. We're a destination, and we are a job creator. Activities associated with meetings, conferences, conventions, and shows support more than 15,000 jobs directly. In 2016, 195 conventions, meetings, and events occurred on the campus, attended by over 2.5 million people, the largest number since 2004, so pre-recession. has also been strong, and estimates indicate that we're going to exceed 2016 with an estimated 220 events attended by almost 2.7 million people. So the industry is alive and well, and we continue to grow it by attracting new customers. However, being the biggest is not enough. The campus and all of our assets must be able to meet the needs of customers now. And everything we do now is anticipatory of what the needs of those customers are going to be in the future. Now, it's also almost impossible to miss the physical transformations on the campus. In 2017, this year, brought the actual openings of the Wintrust Arena. Very happy to have Wintrust be partners with DePaul and with us on that arena, and the new Marriott Marquis. Both facilities really bring a lot to our campus in terms of the assets that they provide, and we've signed a number of new pieces of business that would not have been possible on our campus without both of them. MPA's Marriott, which is the only Marquis in the greater metropolitan area, gives us an additional 1,205 rooms and 90,000 square feet of meeting space. Just last week, there was the official ribbon cutting, although it's been open since September. Big party. They brought in what she called herself, J-Hud, Jennifer Hudson, to come in and provide the entertainment for the evening. So it was, you know, focus on Chicago talent, and they've been really a great addition to the campus. And these rooms, coupled with the existing 1,258 rooms at MPA's Hyatt, means that we have almost 2,500 rooms on the campus, which is really a critical threshold for certain types of meetings. These smaller corporate events, their goal is to have their activities and guests stay in one location. And so we're now able to effectively compete against markets like Nashville, Indianapolis, Denver, Minneapolis, and New Orleans for those self-contained events. The hotel, recognized for its architecture and first-class accommodations, it's been featured in dozens of news stories already in trade magazines and actual in non-trade publications, and was the key venue just last month for the Obama Foundation. Anybody in this room go to that? You had to be young, so that cuts out a lot of people. Except for President Preckwinkle. She's young, too. It's hard to miss the building. It's blue. It's big, and it's got a red lightning bolt down its side. It's a nice addition to the skyline, and I really want to say thank you to our in-house construction team for really making sure that that happened. It's got a beautiful 33rd floor rooftop event space, which is 270-degree views of the lake, downtown, and around the south end of Lake Michigan. So if you're looking for a venue to host an unbelievable event. It's also got a wall that retracts for the summer. Book now for the Air and Water Show, because that's going to be an incredibly great place to be. This year, significant renovations were also made to our Hyatt Regency. Updated food and beverage offerings, including three new restaurants, a really cool new bar, and a very large outdoor patio off the bar that's basically, I would call, an eight-month outdoor space, has really brought a whole new level of service to our customers on the campus. Actually, one of the things that bugs me the most is the log and cab line when everybody's ready to leave McCormick Place. It's like, no, stop in our bar, have a drink, spend some more money before you go back downtown. And additionally, in addition to these hotels adjacent to our campus, we have a new 466-room capacity Tri-branded Hilton Hotel, which is under development by McHugh Construction, Mike Maher's here today, and First Hospitality Group. Although it's not owned by MPEA, it's going to add additional capacity to our campus and provide another type of venue that is important to the meetings industry. Now, we've also recently opened the Wind Trust Arena. It's a game changer, no pun intended. It was designed by Cesar Pelli, renowned architect. And if you haven't been in it, please take the time to come to something there because it's really, truly beautiful. It's the only space I've seen that has windows in it. Can be curtained off, but it's nice to have daylight in there. And there's no walls between the concourse and the playing floor. So it's really cool. And the roof, the interior roof, is blue. DePaul Blue. As you know, Wintrust is home to the DePaul Blue Demons and their men's and women's basketball program. DePaul is MPA's partner and master tenant in the project, split the capital cost of construction with MPA to ensure its completion. I mentioned collaboration earlier, and this is a really terrific example. The authority would not have been able to take the risk to buy the land and build the building without that shared capital and without an anchor tenant, and it's already outperforming all our expectations. So we're incredibly pleased with that. And we're very proud to call DePaul our partner in this project. President Esteban, former President Father Dennis Holtzschneider, Jeannie Ponsetto, the AD, she's the best, and Jeff Bethke, who has really been our partners all the way along. So we really want to thank you. Men's basketball kicked off a couple of weeks ago, and the women open Friday, December 8th at home against UConn. So if you want to see some really good basketball, come buy a ticket to the ladies' game. Starting next spring, the Wintrust Arena will also become home to the WNBA Chicago Sky. Bringing the team back downtown. We're very excited to have these very tall ladies playing on our campus. They're very good. And it's also been announced that in 2020, thanks to Kara and her team, the NBA All-Star Game is coming back to Chicago, and some of the events are going to be hosted in the Wintrust Arena for that. And again, thanks to Jeannie, starting in 2018, Wintrust is going to be home to the Big East Women's Regional Finals for 18, 19, and 20. So thank you. And in addition to sports, the Wintrust Arena was designed to be a multi-purpose event center. And in the first 8 weeks, we've already hosted a range of events. By the time the official ribbon cutting happened on October 14th, we had already held Chicago Federation of Labor's annual Labor Day luncheon at the end of August. They were our first client in the arena. We've had the After School Matters Gala. I saw Mary Ellen. She's back there. Very successful. And we also had the Chicagoland Sports Hall of Fame that many of you attended in that. That was even before we officially opened. So all three of those are scheduled to come back to our campus next year. We've already welcomed people from around the world, and it's served as a private venue for corporate events and meetings, including Ace Hardware, Workday Rising, and the Obama Foundation, just to name a few. Finally, there have also been several terrific concerts with entertainers such as Chicago, Bob Dylan and Mavis Staples, Chance the Rapper and Gloria Estevan for the Obama Foundation event, and Gwen Stefani, who came for Workday Rising on December. And on December 9th, the arena will be home to Erykah Badu and Common. Again, nice local talent. So it's a terrific, intimate environment with incredible state-of-the-art technology. It's really the best in class in terms of an NCAA arena, and I think folks from the NBA who came to look at it were incredibly impressed. And if you haven't seen the scoreboard, you can probably see it from three blocks away if you're outside. It's pretty cool. Now, one of the areas of transformation on the campus has been in the business operations of the authority. We have five business units, as we said: McCormick Place, the Wintrust Arena, Hyatt Regency, the Marriott Marquis, in our energy center. Most people don't know that we produce chilled water and steam heat on campus that we sell to our neighbors in the neighborhood. So that's another good business unit for us. Top-line revenues are expected to exceed, in 2018, $250 million on the campus. Our budget is always available online. This is what we submit to the legislature, a three-year budget every year. So if you're ever interested in taking a look at it, it is available publicly. And with that, we are, this year, 2017, operationally self-sufficient for the very first time. So everything we receive zero tax dollars for operations. We eat what we kill. That's the saying, I think, goes. And so everything we make on the campus is now reinvested into the campus itself. So couple of the other things that we've done over the course of the last year, and this is something that when I first talked with Jack about coming to MPEA, he was very focused on, was starting a strategic planning process. We did that this year. We're very fortunate. Many of you in the room know Brian Fabes from the Civic Consulting Alliance. They did us the favor of helping us work through our strategic planning process. The study, by the way, is available also on our new website if you want to take a look at it. We did a lot of research. CCA did a lot of research for us on as part of this planning process because we wanted to see how we stacked up against our competitors across North America. And I'm pleased to report that the findings were very positive and supports actually what we already knew, that MPEA owns some of the most competitive assets in the meetings and events industry. One of the things we wanted to know was how we compared cost-wise with our competitors. As an analysis in 8 similar markets found that the cost of labor is at or below median rates for 5 core trade areas. So the myth that the cost of doing business at McCormick Place is exactly that. It is a myth. And this was borne out through extensive research. More importantly, and this is something that does not get told often enough, the talents and skill of the labor force on campus continues to be recognized as some of the best in the country by industry leaders. In fact, some of our tradesmen and women are hired away by show managers and actually sent to other cities to do the labor there. They will pay them, pay their wage rates, pay their transportation, pay to put them up, actually take them away from Chicago. So it's a terrific recognition, and I know that probably 4 or 5 tables here today are representing the men and women that work in our industry and in our facility, and I want to say a personal thank you to all of you. As anyone who's ever planned an event knows, one of the biggest challenges is food and beverage, both from a quality and a cost perspective. The research conducted by CCA found that McCormick Place's food and beverage costs for typical convention items, such as coffee and boxed lunches, are typically less than the median price in other markets, which is good news for our customers. Internally, our food service company, Savor, remains relentlessly focused on meeting our customers' needs. And this is becoming more and more important. In a city that's known as a foodie city, it's really important for one of our biggest assets to have that same perspective. They've made many enhancements to the food and beverage offerings that we have, making sure that we can accommodate all of our guests. We have kosher, vegan, halal, hormone-free, and locally sourced. So we're very pleased about that. Sustainability is also becoming increasingly important to our clients. We have a rooftop garden, as many of you know. It's always on the Open House Chicago tour now. It's the Midwest's largest rooftop garden. We do it in association with the Botanic Garden, and we're very happy with that. We produce approximately 8,000 pounds of food, all of which is served in the convention center. We also have a food sustainability program that has received both national and state recognition. Folks from Savor actually got to go to the White House last year and be recognized by President Obama for their work in sustainability. Now, in addition to the strategic plan, which we did, we also last spring conducted an economic impact study. The authority had not done one in 15 years, so we worked with the Voorhees Center at UIC. This is also available on our website. And the study showed that the McCormick Square campus is indeed what we already knew, an economic engine for the city and the state, generating more than $123 million in state and local tax revenues annually. This is in addition to what we collect that backs our debt, and that totals up over the 4-year period that we looked at to the $676 million that's on the screen. Of that, 54% goes to the state, which was kind of surprising to us, and 46% goes to local government. The campus brings an average of $1.6 billion in annual economic impact, and that's expected to grow to $1.73 billion when everything is fully operational and stabilized this year. Most importantly, the overwhelming majority of the economic impact, 90%, comes from business visitors from out of town. So from an employment perspective, too, the scale and uniqueness of the meetings and conventions industry really drives all additional employment in event organization, business services, and thousands of support workers, and that's the 15,000 people directly whose employment is directly tied to McCormick Place. And finally, and this was probably the most important, interesting statistic out of it, one in every eight jobs in the hospitality industry, in the hotel-motel industry, in the state of Illinois is directly tied to McCormick Place. Now, the campus and the organization are consistently evolving and improving to stay competitive. So I mentioned briefly the strategic planning process that we completed identified four goals that were to drive future growth and success. First and foremost is maintaining leadership in our core market segments and capturing new growth opportunities. This means that we need to continue to invest in upgrades to make our space flexible, and the physical infrastructure must be able to house three or four different groups in a single building or across the campus in multiple buildings at the same time. Investing in business and building infrastructure is an ongoing priority for the authority, ensuring that the campus facilities have the best-in-class AV technology, security, advanced conferencing, and strong network connectivity. As we complete the construction of our new assets that we've just opened, building maintenance and infrastructure improvements will be our investment priority moving forward. Second, the authority needs to continue to grow the value of the investments made by stakeholders and to diversify our revenue base. The authority must identify and capture new revenue streams to support McCormick Place moving forward and to fund the long-term capital maintenance needs of the campus, which are significant. An example of this diversification process is an agreement that we just entered in with a company called Extenet. They are going to design, construct, and operate a cell phone and Wi-Fi service system for the Marriott and the Wintrust Arena. Extenet is absorbing the capital cost to construct the facility itself, and there will be a revenue split with the authority. It's sort of a typical PPP arrangement. And as we move forward, we're going to be identifying more of those opportunities. Nothing said more clearly that we have to have this kind of event. When President Obama did his farewell address on campus right before he left office, and everyone in there was Facebook live streaming it, you really have to have the kind of bandwidth to support that. The third strategic goal is to support the continued economic vibrancy and growth needs of the Near South Side. As a resident, I wholly support that. This means several things. First, the authority is constantly looking to expand our partnership with local vendors. For example, Savor is working with Spoken Bird. Many of you may be familiar with Spoken Bird. It's a restaurant at 18th and Indiana on one of the Park District facilities. However, they also own a bakery in the back of the yards, and Savor buys bakery goods, specifically hot dog and hamburger buns, for use on the campus and in the Wintrust Arena from Spoken Bird. And with the hops that we've grown on our roof, we've developed a partnership with Brickstone Brewery in Bourbonnais to produce McCormick Place Everyday Ale. Or MPEA. Imagine that. It's currently only sold on our campus, but I'm happy to report that we just wrapped up a licensing agreement with Brickstone, and this is coming soon to a Binny's near you. This is going to be the raffle item at the end of the day. I took your suggestion, John Gates, and we're expanding its outreach. So, additionally, the authority continues to invest in the neighborhood and in our neighbors. We have the new Prairie District Park behind the Marriott Marquis was finished this summer and offers a great place for neighbors, kids, and dogs. This park was designed by a South Loop landscape architect, Ernie Wong, who's very well known in the city, and we're very happy, and our neighbors are very happy that we did this as part of our project. We also hosted a job fair this year for the first time that drew 700 potential applicants from across the neighborhood and throughout the city for open positions on our campus, and all of our employers participated, including SMG, Savor, Hyatt, Marriott, Amtrak, Standard Parking, and others. And on December 7th this year, we will be hosting our third Supplier Diversity Fair on campus. It's always incredibly successful, and I'm pleased to report that all of our partners on campus meet and exceed our 25 and 5 goals for supplier diversity on the campus. I wanted to just take a second and brag a little bit about how well we did on our both contractor and workforce diversity on our construction projects. Over 35% of our contracts went to minority and women-owned firms, and we had approximately 44% of our workforce on the construction project was minority. We also had nine. Thank you. We also had nine female operating engineers, which is pretty unheard of on a major construction project. My favorite story is standing outside the building one day, and you see this case, giant caisson drilling equipment slowly rolling across Cermak, and all these guys are putting plywood under its the track so it doesn't rip up the concrete. They get to where it goes, the door opens, and out steps this little tiny blonde girl who is driving the thing. So it's just a great thing to see in the campus. And then earlier this month, we unveiled, just in time for the Notre Dame game, an enhanced Metro stop on our campus. I don't know, many people don't realize we have a Metro stop in McCormick Place itself. We shared the cost with Metro to improve both the waiting room and the platform, including new digital signage to let meeting attendees and many of our employees who use it to get to work know what the train schedule is. That was sort of a glaring omission inside McCormick Place, was there's no digital signboard that said what time the next Metro train left. The fun part of it is that we worked with After School Matters. Mary Ellen, where are you? We had seven students from After School Matters created amazing pieces of art that are on display at the platform. If you've ever been on that platform, it was kind of a dismal place. It is beautiful now. It's the lighting's great. Everything's improved. And we have some great artwork by some of Chicago's finest students that is hanging down there for our visitors to see. So thank you, Mary Ellen, for everything that was done. In addition to the Metro stop, it's really exciting to see that the new CTA Green Line Cermak station is used as often as it is, not necessarily for the radiologists, but for many of the meetings who come where, you know, there's a lot of young people, they're very actively taking the CTA to come to our campus. We like that. Keeps our buses to a minimum on the street, and we want to encourage more and more of that. I was very excited to hear today. I wanted to go, but I couldn't. Mayor Emanuel's announcement on the new RFI going out for a direct connection between downtown and the airport. This is something that's incredibly important to our customers. How fast can I get to the airport from downtown? And we're highly supportive of that and want to make sure we do whatever we can to encourage the right kinds of companies to apply so that it moves forward. So MPA, we can also help support and drive further investments on Chicago's South Side. We're actively working with Motor Row developers and investors in as the entertainment district continues to take off. There's certain folks on our staff who frequent Motor Row Brewery, self-supporting that. And Revel, the new space in the event space in the Defender building is... Choose Chicago's marketing and all the time to a lot of the users who come. Very excited. Last week had the opportunity to get together with Israel Adonijé. He and some former players from the Bears bought one of the beautiful buildings on Motor Row and are evaluating what kind of a hospitality space they want to do, whether it's a hotel, restaurant, hotel. So we're very excited about some of those things continuing to come to the neighborhood. We're also actively working with the City of Chicago on the joint redevelopment of the Michael Reese Marshalling Yards property. I know we've got our Farpoint development team over here with CNI, Draper & Kramer, Zeb McLaurin's company, Paula. We're very happy that they've been selected to work with us on the opportunities for this. I was joking with Dave Doig. I said, do you think I should announce that Amazon's coming to that site today? But I said, yeah, no. It's fake news. It's fake news. But it is a very competitive site for that. And even if it's not, there's not too many places in the city of Chicago that you have that kind of lakefront property. So we're very much looking forward to what the future brings for that, whether or not it's Amazon. The fourth and final strategic priority is to increase the visibility and awareness of MPA activities and impact on stakeholders. So what does that mean? Well, it means I'm going to have to do more City Club lunches, Jay. Number one, we need to continue to explain that MPA is more than just McCormick Place. We also own two hotels, a sporting and event arena, and an energy center. Number three, I think we've come a long way in deleting the term McPier from the local vocabulary. As you know, Marilyn Gardner from Navy Pier was here, did a recent City Club lunch and a spectacular gala, I might add. Congratulations again. That really wowed everyone with arts and culture. And although we own it, we are passive owners. NPI Navy Pier Inc. manages the pier on a going forward basis. So Marilyn and your team, you guys do a great job. And then finally, yes. So fourth and final is we need to make our campus a little bit more user-friendly. Let's face it, McCormick Place, all the buildings on the McCormick Square campus, it's big. We have almost 12 million square feet of space. And the team knows we need to embrace technology to help the tens of thousands of visitors to come every year find the great treasures that are on or near our campus. Internally, I mean, we've got an incredible art collection in McCormick Place itself, and we haven't really done enough to market that to people who come to the space. In October, Marty by McCormick Square, an app designed to help connect people to people who come here as well as neighbors to places to eat, shop, and visit, was launched. I do want to take a second to introduce the real Marty. So we named our app, Marty, stand up, please. So Marty Malarkey, otherwise known as the mayor of McCormick Place, is the first face that a visitor sees when they come to McCormick Place for the first time. He knows everything. He knows everybody. So when we were coming up with a name, I said, well, we just got to call it Marty. And so there's a little card at your table that gives you the directions for downloading it. You know, you can search by interest area, such as food and drink, or by the amount of time that you have. You can... You know, it's our way of really helping to drive business not only to our own assets, our own F&B, but also to businesses in the neighborhood. I encourage you to download the app if you have an interest in doing that. And next time you come down for a game or a concert or just for a meeting on campus and you want to look for a place to eat down there, you'll be able to do that. And to the best of our knowledge, we are the only convention center in the country that has done this app. So we're very excited about it. Sorry, Jay, I'm going over in time. So I'm just going to wrap up really quickly just saying, you know, it's been a transformative year for MPA and our McCormick Square campus. We opened our two new buildings. We've had 2.6 million people come to campus, and we've really delivered, I think, on our promise to the taxpayers. So what comes next? We're going to continue to build on our history of being a place where big things happen. I mean, how many places can you say that they've routinely hosted presidents from Kennedy to Obama? Twice. Three times, actually, including the farewell. With hundreds of other world leaders in between, including the fabulous NATO summit that was held in our campus in 2012. In building on the early success of Wintrust, there will be more concerts, more sporting events, and more community activities on the campus. We're going to continue to be good neighbors, and we'll be really focused on driving new sources of revenue and being a good investment for the taxpayers of the city of Chicago and the state of Illinois. Thank you very much for your time today. I'm happy to take questions.
Everybody's leaving. Okay, thank you. Time for a couple of questions. I have one up here. This is from Charlie Gardner, who's a former MPEA board member. He wants to know if you still have tax funds which service your bond debt.
We do. The authority is a taxing body, and our debt is serviced by four sources of tax revenue that are imposed by the authority. We get 2.5% of the hotel tax. We get a 1% restaurant tax within a certain geographic area in the city. We get rental car tax, 6% Cook County rental car tax, and the airport departure tax that taxis and limos pay when they leave the airport. That's the dedicated source of revenue for that supports our debt. And again, this is where 90% of those dollars are paid by visitors to the state of Illinois or city of Chicago.
Thank you. Staff have any questions that you've picked up? Okay. If not, this is really for Jeannie Ponsetto. Someone wants to know if Mr. Proviso East, Joe Ponsetto, will be shooting baskets or has he already at the Wintrust Arena?
He already has, but he won't anymore.
He won't anymore? Didn't get him in, huh? Okay, I'll tell that to Joe when I see him. Okay, Alex, if you come up here, if there are no other questions, let's give Lori Healy a big round of applause.